The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Stock take sale on now, in store and online. petersofkensington.com.au.
Yes, let's go to Harley in the United States of America. The President, Donald Trump, not giving up on this immigration issue.
Well, he's not giving up. As a matter of fact, he's saying that when we stop people at the border, we know that they're trying to break into the country. We ought to turn them around right then and send them home. And, you know, and the reality is that they can do that. In most cases, it's called expedited due process or expedited removals policy. It means that if an immigrant is apprehended within 100 miles of the border and has been in the country less than 14 days, such as when you first catch them, they can be sent back. Now, if they asylum, then they have to run them through the system. And that's what they've learned to do. They're being advised before they get here by the Mexican government and others, when you get there, ask for asylum. Tell them that you come from a dangerous situation, you can't be sent home, and they'll have to run you through the system in America.
I think he's more than equal to the challenge, I have to say. Now, your defense secretary's gone to China.
Well, he's got a big challenge, that's for sure. Jim Mattis, who's made no bones about the fact that he thinks China has been out of line, pushing itself, doing the wrong things in the South China Sea, all of that, he's going to China. He'll be visiting this week in Beijing. And they'll be sparring over U.S. arms sales to Taiwan, the expanding military presence.
The South China Sea,
China Sea and so forth.
Big challenge. Expansionist China, an expansionist China. It'll be interesting to see what conclusions he draws. And what about the Mike Huckabee's daughter being kicked out of a restaurant, the White House press secretary?
It's got to be one of the more shocking things. Now it seems to be okay. You can't send anybody else out of the restaurant, but if you don't like their politics, you can turn them around and say, I want you to leave.
Yeah.
Sarah Sanders was at a Virginia restaurant and was asked to leave by the owner of the Red Hen in Lexington, Virginia, because they don't like her politics.
Works for President Trump, you won't be served here, eh? And that's perfectly okay, apparently. Good on you, Harley.